From Marketplace in New York, I'm Sabri Benishore, in for David Brancaccio.
Many of the world's governments are not on board with the U.S. when it comes to Iran sanctions. These are the sanctions that were reimposed after President Trump pulled out of the Iran nuclear deal over the objections of pretty much all the parties to it. The European Union says it's determined to defy these sanctions. It's pledging to protect European corporations that do business with Iran. From the European desk in London, Stephen Beard reports.
The EU has two potential weapons it can wield against the US sanctions. The first is fairly blunt, says Agathe Desmarais of the Economist Intelligence Unit. It's called the blocking regulation.
The blocking regulation, it would make it illegal for European companies to comply with US sanctions against Iran.
But the EU hasn't fully implemented the regulation, and she says it doesn't seem to be workable anyway.
Well, it would be extremely surprising to tell European companies that if they comply with US sanctions, they will be fined. That would be very surprising and a surprising way to protect companies.
The second weapon is more subtle. Next month, the EU unveils a new money transfer system. Sanam Vakil of the Chatham House think tank says it's designed to move money in and out of Iran without American scrutiny.
The intention is to create some economic independence for European companies so that they're not so vulnerable in the future.
But the U.S. Treasury will monitor this system closely, making it difficult for European multinationals to access it without Washington noticing. The commercial realities facing big European companies trump the EU's defiance.
These companies are not going to risk losing their American business and engaging in a legal battle that could then affect their revenue and their bottom line.
Which explains why Total, Siemens, and even Airbus have pulled out of Iran. Not everyone sees this as a slam dunk for the US, however. Hassan Hakimian of the London Middle Eastern Institute thinks the EU's new payment system is another small but clear sign of America's waning hegemony.
I think it's a reminder that, as some European leaders have said, they need to ensure that they do not continue to rely on the US in the years to come.
If China becomes involved, the EU's sanction-busting payment system, he says, could help undermine US domination of the world's financial system. In London, I'm Stephen Beard for Marketplace.